Hello and welcome to this new episode, one of my favorite topics to talk about. We're gonna dive deep into the practical tools for your own feminine empowerment. Yay! Yoni egg practice. So yoni egg practice is a deep, beautiful practice I am totally fond of, as it helped me immensely into bringing a lot of awareness to my own sexual energy and reclaim it for myself. So become coming to the yoni egg practice. My sexuality was very, very, very intense, but also very messy, and was mostly there for the sake of others rather than my own. For so many years since I became sexually active from the age of 13, I had numerous traumas in this area, from being called a whore and beaten from my own mother because I had sex for the first time, from experiencing many traumatic relationships because I was basically giving myself away from some transitory and false love. Also from being penetrated by a man again and again and again when I least wanted it, and to please him. And so there was so much pain and so much guilt building up. And I can go on, but you get the idea. And I know that in some layers you can totally relate. So what happens, all these traumas I gathered along the way remain stagnant in my body. And this is what trauma does. It like calcifies and stores inside of our wombs and inside of our genitals until our whole body becomes handicapped and missing of its natural integrity. And sadly, we don't even recognize it. We don't realize we are acting from our traumas because we don't know what it feels like to live without it. And that it becomes so rooted in ourselves that it becomes like a sort of second nature. But as I continue to say, I think we are very lucky in these times. We finally have the tools to work directly onto these traumas. And when we alchemize these experiences and reactivate all those pathways, when we reactivate our own healing capacities, we heal our sexual traumas through these practices. It's such an amazing gift. And this is why yoni egg practice really, really, really helped me to reconnect to my body, to reclaim my power, and learn to be intimate with myself for myself. So, after this premises, what I do need you to know is that as women, our yonis, which is the Sanskrit word for vagina, are the root and the source of our power, of our whole vitality. Our wombs are the space where all life begins and where all spiritual matter manifests here, right here, in human form. And it's thanks to our vaginas. Our vaginas are the gateway through this which miracle happens. So we do tend to take this granted too much. Okay, when you become a mother, you slightly tap into this awareness a bit more, because giving birth is such a powerful experience that really connects you to your womb. But not always we know how to properly nourish this connection with our vaginas in the long term. Imagine in our normal lives, it's such a powerful, powerful place. Yet so many women never or rarely take in consideration or pay attention to this part of their bodies and nourish it properly. And guess what? The total lack of attention to sexual health has created a massive rise of pelvic floor dysfunctions, of tensions, stresses. So issues like vaginal numbness, pain, discomfort, also during sex, prolapse and incontinence. All these issues rise for the lack of proper connection to this part of our bodies. What is amazing about yoni eggs is that they can prevent most of these issues from happening. And guess what? They can also heal them depending on the stage they are in. So that's something very, very important to think about. This is the most empowering and revolutionary thing about this practice, because it makes you take charge of your own health. It makes you heal your connection to your vagina without needing anyone else or giving your power away. This is the empowerment. And even if the practice isn't like super complicated and every woman can do it, the results are actually pretty deep and freaking amazing. So coming back to the benefits of the yoni egg practice, it can really improve pelvic floor health because it creates more dexterity, meaning that it makes the muscles more supple. It makes the muscles more supple if you have over-tensed muscles, or they can make them more strong if you have no strength in them. So this is an ideal scenario you kind of want to build in your vagina. You want the muscle to come back to their full range of motion, right? And what happens also is that it increases blood flow and oxygen inside of your vagina, which is mostly deprived of. If you think about it, like every part of our bodies, if we never touch it, it would be deprived of oxygen and blood flow, making it inevitably numb. So by doing these practices, what are you doing? You are activating all the glands, all the tissues, the blood circulation, the aliveness in the vagina. And guess what? This is all fertile ground to begin to experience those really, really, really deep and life-changing orgasms. So another fundamental layer of this practice is about reconnection. It is so vitally important to reconnect with this part of our bodies because many, many, many women suffered a lot of trauma and abuse, as I mentioned before. And what happens through trauma and abuse is disassociation. So the most accurate description of disassociation is that when we suffer of unwanted experience, our coping mechanism, our natural coping mechanism, is to disassociate and disconnect from that place that caused the pain. So what happens is that it makes us not go there. We don't touch it. We do not pay attention to it. But mostly energetically, it does not make us inhabit that part of our body. So again, yoni egg practice really is miraculous as it becomes a safe practice for us to reconnect with our vagina. And it makes us reclaim as something that is finally ours. We do live in a society that puts a lot of pressure on female sexuality. It puts emphasis on the fact that it's like something made for someone else and it's all about pleasing everyone else rather than ourselves. And this is so far from true. Even if we may have got over this mentality, perhaps it is deeply ingrained in our bodies and our subconscious minds. So this practice allows us really to recalibrate this idea and actively self-source pleasure and make us take charge of this power, which we do have in us. So really to learn to self-source pleasure and create this connection between our sexuality and ourselves, which does not include another person, is extremely healing and enlightening on its own. And then even if you already done a lot of sexual healing work, the jade egg practice can really help get rid of all the remnants of patterns that are still hidden within us. Like when I first got involved in this practice, I already done a lot of tantric practices. I did a lot of vaginal dearmorings from other people, which were great and useful, and which I'm extremely grateful. But I was still delegating my healing onto someone else. And the feeling was that I wasn't really working on myself full on. So really, yoni egg practice is an amazing tool that every woman should really, really dig in her life. Now, about the yoni egg practice, questions about like where does it come from and all the practicalities and nuances to get inside this practice. So this practice originated in ancient China and it was not accessible to mere mortals like you and I. Like, these were highly kept secret and shared only between the members of the royal families. Traditionally, it was known as jade egg because it was made out of nephrite jade egg, which is a very particular semi-precious stone. It is very dense and non-porous, making it basically the highest quality stone you can practice with. And it is also energetically very grounding for awakening newly unleashed sexual energy. Like, at times, this energy is so powerful and potent that it may feel like a wild animal constantly having to be tamed. And jade makes this process of sexual cultivation more manageable. This is why I personally recommend the stone more than others. But of course, if you feel called to try others, be my guest. But please be aware that not all stones are considered to be safe for these practices. Okay, so these practices were kept secret to mere mortals like you and I because, one, the royal families knew that sexual energy is the most powerful energy there is. And if everyone went out unleashed, it would, like, everyone become so powerful and impossible to control. And number two, people could also completely misuse their powers because they didn't have the consciousness to handle all that energy. And they would end up doing more harm than good. So this is something that happens a lot, like in South America, for example. I remember so many stories from the shamans in Peru of people caught casting like black magic spells to everyone, to their enemies. And these were made with sexual energy not properly handled. Naturally, this practice was kept secret also for protection. And other than this, jade egg practice was used from the queens and concubines to promote youth, vitality, radiance, and also increase pleasure in the bedroom because they were indeed capable of squeezing and releasing the pelvic floor muscles so efficiently that it was like playing the king's penis as it was a flute. And guess, these skills are perfectly available for us as well. When we perform correctly and consistently this practice, we can really boost our sexual life with our partner too. This practice is coming more into the Western world thanks to Taoist masters such as Master Mantak Chia, which presents this practice as a way to revitalize our sexual organs in order to have qi, that is our vital energy, for our qi to flow freely throughout our whole body. In Taoism, our sexual organs are at the root and are the seat of our well-being and our vitality. So if there's any type of imbalance or blockage in our sexual organs, this will affect different layers of our body as well. So what happens is that through the practice, we are removing any type of physical or energetic tension from our sex centers so that qi can finally move freely in our body. And when our sexual organs are not balanced, we may lose and leak a lot of energy. And that makes us feel depleted, makes us feel tired, and all our organs go along with them. So this practice also helps to build a whole new network of nerves from our yonis to our brains, creating new energetic pathways, hence greatly enhancing our potential for incredible orgasms. I remember when I first got a yoni egg, I remember I bought it on Amazon, on a random moonstone egg. And I learned I had to work with nephrite jade egg at that time. And I was totally mind blown by the difference that made. Like, difference of working with a proper nephrite jade egg and combining proper exercises with it really shifted my whole orgasmic potential. I personally never had any internal orgasm with a partner prior working with the egg, really. And the most amazing thing that happened was that even my partner could feel the difference while I was working with it. So it also helped me a lot to alleviate my menstrual cramps and harmonize my menstrual cycle because it promotes hormonal balance through stimulation of our ovaries. And our ovaries, we know, promote a lot of important hormones for our feminine body. It's also perfect for women who are transitioning into menopause, because sometimes women may feel hot flashes or having mood swings and have a little lubrication of the yoni because it's drastically reduced. We have less hormones that are active, so our lubrication actually starts to come more dry. And the yoni egg can really help eliminate these symptoms. I've heard of many women stating that their menopause was actually postponed for a few years thanks to the yoni egg practice. If done properly, the whole transition can be almost inexistent and very, very, very smooth. So the benefits are immense, and I really do invite you to buy one as soon as possible and begin to practice. So, and for the practice per se, it's really important for you to be consistent to achieve results. It's not that you just shove it inside of you and hope that it begins to work on its own. No. It's all about bringing awareness to heal the disassociation between ourselves and our vaginas. So even if you practice for just 3 or 4 times a week consistently for 15 to 30 minutes, it's better than just being very irregular or occasional. So think about it as you're like washing your teeth. Hopefully you do that every day, same for the egg practice. You need to do it a bit every day to achieve great results. Okay. Also, I do not recommend to keep it on too long as the muscles can become too tight. So max 1 hour can be enough. And I do encourage you not to put it in and forget about it in there. On the contrary, be very mindful of the exercises you do. And when you are done, take it out and continue your day. The only moment in which I recommend to wear it for longer stretches of time is while sleeping, and then you may take it off first thing in the morning. It may feel soothing and make you have a lot of wild, vivid dreams when you're sleeping with it, because many women reported this experience, and I lived the same. Most importantly, it may be normal for you to not feel anything at all when you begin to practice. I also didn't feel anything for the first month or so, but the more you use it, the more oxygen and blood begins to flow there, and the more you'll be aware of all the subtle movements of the egg inside of your body. Other questions like, can you practice these exercises without a yoni egg? Yes and no, but mostly no. In the sense, it's like going to the gym and doing the movement you would do, like lifting a weight, but you're without the weight. I don't know if you will achieve great results doing that empty movement with your arms. So I really think it's better that you have one with you. I promise you it will last forever, and it will actually become an extension of your vagina. So you can also make love with the stone inside of yourself. Just pay attention that it does not hit the cervix, but it can really, really be pleasant and a very stimulating experience for you. It could also be a valid alternative for those couples who have the configuration of the man with a small penis and the woman with a large vulva. So yoni egg can make a difference. And I think this is very positive. I do not advise it to use during menstrual cycle, but here it really depends on what you feel. During the cycle, we are like shedding, we are bleeding, we are releasing endometrium and all our emotions. So it's a moment in which we may be rather introspective more than active in doing this practice, but it's really trust your gut on this one. Tune in your body and feel what's right for you. You may also feel inspired to try once. I actually never tried. It is not suitable for pregnant women. You can use it about a month after giving birth or when you feel ready. Because this is a stone and it really does carry energy. So for this reason, it's better not to compromise the natural growth process of a child in your womb. But if you do use it prior pregnancy, it is wonderful to promote natural birth awareness with possibly less possibility of complications, since you will be really, really connecting deeply with your vagina. Also, it is not suitable for those who already suffer from advanced uterine prolapse. It can help a lot to prevent it, but if you already have a high state of prolapse, it is not advised to use it. And it is not suitable for those who are having an ongoing vaginal infection, and also for those who are wearing an IUD. This is very, very important. For more information on how to clean it, how to charge it, how to insert it, and how to begin your practice, you can check out my dedicated Instagram highlight on my page called Yoni Egg. And finally, you can find the Jade Egg in my Etsy shop. I will leave the link in the podcast description, and you will already find practical exercises to start with in my Patreon account, just for $5 per month. I will leave the link also that in my bio. So thank you for listening to this episode. I really hope that I gave you some information that is inspiring and enlightening for you to begin this practice. I wish you a delicious practice if you start to get involved, and I will see you in the next episode.